Between the Ribs with host Jonathan Morris, fourth generation farmer. First-hand insight into farming, faith, and family, as only Jonathan can bring. Between the Ribs. Between the Ribs on Florida Man Radio.
Florida Man Radio, what is cracking lackers? Between the Ribs with Jonathan Morris, live in the studio on this 4/20/24. And if you say it backwards, it's 4/20/24.
I didn't know
Whoa,
that.
Whoa, smoke a doobie and say cool. It nine times. Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio with me, I have the ever famous, and she won a challenge this morning. I did not walk an 8-minute mile. Heather Hippopotamus.
Hello. And we tried, though. We were ahead of everybody.
We passed the Grand Marshal. That's what they're called?
She was like one.
Oh, God, you have to ruin everything.
I mean, man, that was like one of those Kenyan runners.
We did. We got down in the grass and we went around and we were like, we got to do this thing. We got to get back to the day. In the studio with me also is the one and only Alyssa Morris.
Hey.
And her bestie, best friend in the whole world since second grade, Sam Bone.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, Sam. We got a whole lot of damn white girls up here today.
Let us know.
I got some bad news.
Let us know in here.
I'm going to have to fire y'all.
Why?
It's too white.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I'm going dark.
I've come to talk with you.
You may be the best qualified. You may be the best ones to talk about the show today. But this ain't a DEI program. We got to get DEI certified.
Can you explain?
I can. We need some DEI up in here. I know that may sound silly, and as silly as it sounds, I did this for a reason. But first, I want to know your thoughts. So we got a lot of people in here, so we're not going to talk with each other. We're going to have a good, good time. But please call in 321-339-1055 or get on the open mic, drop us a 30-second message, and let me know what you think. So this DEI thing was settled a long time ago. Can anybody agree with me on that? Long before we were ever born, Sam, in 1964...
Okay.
There was this thing called Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
This is a history lesson, though.
It is. And we have a teacher in the house, by the way.
Yes, we do.
So you can stop me and correct me. If I use the wrong word, pronoun, adjective, verb, please correct me.
Oh, I got you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Pronouns are later. Yes. So Title VII, and I shouldn't have to repeat this because it happened in 1964. We thought this was a done deal. It reads... As amended, it protects employees and job applicants from employment discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, and national origin.
Correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You concur?
Yes, that is correct.
So we agree this is a done deal, right? It should be finished. It's over. It should be done.
Yes.
You thought it was done.
Wrong.
But along came a spider. Came DEI. And believe it or not, even though the mainstream media is pushing it really hard right now, right? It's everywhere you look, it's DEI. And a lot of places are starting to backtrack on that, but they're not backtracking fast enough. And if you change the letters of DEI, if you hire DEI, eventually you will be responsible for DIE. People will die, DIE. Because when you have ignorant, stupid, uneducated people in a job, that you need smart, educated, qualified people to do, the DEI turns to die really quick.
Yes.
And we dodged a bullet. We actually dodged 600 bullets on the Reagan airport this a couple of days ago. I think it was yesterday morning. But here's the deal. So this started under Obama, right? Everybody thinks like Joe's called the plays. Y'all want to follow football? Your dad's a big football fan.
Kansas City Chiefs all the way, man.
What?
She's a Taylor fan.
I was pro-Kelsey way before Taylor was.
Yeah, way before Taylor, right? Her mom and daddy they got the chief flag in their driveway.
It's insane.
Oh,
they
it's
have
on
like
their vehicles.
We have what we call the Red Room, which is just like it's all Kansas City merch. The walls are painted. It's crazy.
They're like, Sam, you got to move out because we need your room because we need more space for Kansas City stuff.
I'm a little surprised they called it the Red Room.
So Joe's the quarterback in the huddle. He's not the one with the armband on, looking down at his arm, looking at the defense, calling his own plays. He's that idiot quarterback with his hands over, hey, hello, I can't hear you. You know, with his hands on his ear holes or his hands out to his side, looking at the coach. And Obama's the coach calling in the plays. So this started way back under Obama, and it almost got really deadly. Back in 2021, there was a class action suit with a couple people, not 100 people to be exact. Okay. So they discriminated 900 times, the FFA. So in order to be an air traffic controller, does anybody have any idea what that takes?
No.
Schooling.
Yeah, you Lots need to be it. Educated to know how oh, yeah. to bring the planes in and make sure they can take off without, you know, hitting each other.
Yeah. Yes, or crashing and burning or running into the back of each other.
Yeah.
It's a very rigorous program. It's one of, I don't know exactly like 2, 3, 4 on the list, but it's pretty close to number one. I think dentist is like the most stressful job. People commit suicides, which is weird to
dentist?
Me.
Dentist?
Yeah, dentists have the highest suicide rate of all occupations.
I mean, I look at some people's teeth and I understand. I get that.
Okay.
It's gross.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
No.
Everybody smile. Oh,
that
yeah.
is not cause for suicide.
I think we all have nice teeth.
Could you imagine staring into somebody's grill all day long?
Could you imagine being the person that like, he worked on your teeth last, and you're like, what the hell did I do, that guy?
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
So y'all are too young to remember this, but they didn't used to always have face guards and masks when the dentist would get all in your mouth. They used to be, disgusting. Like, just their face and their teeth or their hands.
And if they slobbered, it dropped in your mouth.
No, it did not. Oh. Jonathan gosh. Morris.
They're like, open wide.
No.
And you're like, time to rinse.
Now here comes Mr. Slurpee.
This is wrong. This is bad.
So there's a class action lawsuit. It's been going on for a while. They tried to settle. This goes all the way back to 2021. So here's what's going on, right? So in order to be a air traffic controller, there's a lot of school. There's a rigorous qualification test. It takes a long time, in short. I'm not going to read the whole definition and go over the whole curriculum. But it takes a long time and a lot of studying, a lot of qualifications, a lot of understanding, a lot of communication skills, a lot of multitasking. And then they put up a roadblock. Because Obama said, there's just too many crackers in here.
Too many white folk. They're hogging up the space.
That's right. Y'all daggum honkies can't control all the airplanes.
Get all these rednecks out of here.
Right? And bring in some DEI and a bucket of fried chicken. Sorry. Shall I not say that? But that was a joke. I eat fried chicken too. A lot of it. The morning I was picking you up from when you were
that
guy.
Was bad.
It just affected me badly. But it was all right. So the lawsuit is allegating, and everybody knows it's true by now, right? It's been 3 years. Everybody knows it's true. The lawsuit is based on the fact of they are hiring less qualified applicants due to their biographical data. Racially screwed profile is in the lawsuit, right?
I mean, yeah, it makes sense.
Well, until Friday morning. Did y'all hear, I know y'all probably don't watch a lot of news.
No.
Did you hear about the two planes at the Reagan International Airport? We got a little bit of audio, and this is what DEI sounds like when they done messed up bad.
Stop. Investigators say an air traffic.
Play that one more time. Listen to the panic.
Stop.
So there's a whole bunch of audio because obviously everything in that building is recorded in case something happens. They've got to know all the details. So there's a lot of audio of that young lady and another guy talking back and forth like they're just hanging out like we're hanging out. But they're also talking to airplanes. And there's like 9 airplanes they're talking to at the same time. And they're giving a JetBlue permission to go on this runway. And then Southwest, you're clear to go. And then this guy's got a pause, and this guy over here, pause, and this guy, come. That's the Jonathan Morris version, right? And then all of a sudden,
they showed a graph, and they were very, very close runways. It didn't even look like OIA's runways. They were kind of a small, compressed.
There's a lot of planes. 54 airport. Million takeoffs and landings.
Dang.
That's a lot.
So she's hollering, stop, stop, stop. Why? Because she gave both of them authorization. Because as she's chit-chatting with the dude over coffee.
Oh.
And no, you just can't say that. You don't know that she was chit-chatting with the dude over coffee because that was not released. What we do know is that she didn't do her job properly and she wasn't paying attention.
You're too nice.
Well, I mean, that's legit what was happening.
Yeah.
All right. The facts of the situation are.
I want to change them to my
you
benefit.
You said they're recording everything in there, right? So yeah, we would know thought, she was drinking coffee.
Yeah, but you're right. There was no actual, hey, make me a cup of coffee. But there was some chatter that I guess wasn't airplane related. And then as you could almost pick up, and I don't have time to play it all, and I didn't want to look at, you know, right. give it all to Heather and waste a Saturday on it, because we have to get the pronouns, because pronouns are hilarious. And I found out today that I'm a cis.
You're right? A cis man.
I'm
You're
a cis man.
You are.
You're a sister. Sissy man.
You're a sissy.
A sissy man.
You're a sissy man.
Yeah.
I'm a sissy man.
Yeah. You should be so offended.
I'm very offended. But I can't be offended because I don't have feelings.
No feelings.
Well, I have one.
I'm just uncomfortable sitting here.
You're and a that cis one woman. Was his daughter.
Why are you uncomfortable?
I was just a joke.
You're a sissy man.
Because yeah. I'm a sissy man, yeah. I make you feel uncomfortable?
Your presence is uncomfortable. Just kidding.
Back to airplanes.
Two planes nearly collided at the Reagan National Airport. Not a big deal. There was only 600 people between the two planes.
And they did crash? Like they
No, they stopped.
Okay.
Because the guys, the pilots, did actually know what they're doing.
The trained people.
Yeah. People. They kind of realized, well, we need to stop. So
the other
audio audit is the pilot letting her know we've already stopped.
Wow.
So yeah. She didn't know.
She's yelling,
what is
stop.
She out there doing? Doesn't she look at all these things? Like, these planes are really close together. That's so weird.
You would think, so part of this, did you wave?
No.
Part of this destructuring of the FAA to bring in a more biographical, race-screwed applicant was doing away with some of the testing. So let's just say, because we have a teacher in the room, you got to get an AB honor roll to be a traffic controller.
Yeah.
So they're like, man, only the white people and a few of the Asians are getting AB honor roll. And I'm not picking on black people. Please don't take this the wrong way. Because it wasn't just about black. It was just anything other than white. Because DEI says that you have to have multiple race people in a room doing a job just because that's the only fair thing.
Yeah.
It's not fair to have the highest qualified, the most qualified person in the chair, in the building, in the room, behind the control panel, because it's just not fair. Mm. So 900 white applicants were denied occupation by the FAA in a 3-year span because they were white.
Do we know for a fact they were denied because they were white or because they weren't?
Yeah, yeah, there's
qualified.
A lawsuit. There's an actual lawsuit that's being in the process of being settled.
Like a class action with those 900
yes.
people?
Yes, some of it has already been settled. Some of it got settled out of court. The FAA, and I'm just giving like the highlights of the story, but if you want more details, the FAA actually tried to get the case dismissed based on different allegations, and the judge was like, nope, this is discrimination. You have violated Article 7 or Title 7 of the Civil Rights Act back from 1964. You just did it backwards.
Yeah. I mean, we've even seen it here. Our friend who's a firefighter, he's 6'5", 250 pounds. He's a firefighter, and they denied him because he was white. They needed more diversity. So now he lives in Lake Marion, has to drive all the way down to Kissimmee just for a job.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Connor, right?
Yeah.
John O'Connor?
Well, you said no names, but...
Well, we can talk about that. We just can't talk about the boy who painted on a mustache. Wait, the boy who... What did he do? Did he paint on his eyebrows to be a girl?
No, he painted... No, a girl painted on a mustache to be a man.
Oh, all right. We can't talk about that family.
What? That doesn't work.
What do you mean? She's a man
she
now.
She's
a
man. As a man.
She's wrong.
No, Heather. Her pronouns are it, them, they,
then
she,
why did
he.
You say she? Her pronouns.
Because I'm always going to call it a girl. As long as it has
because
it
we're
girl
grammatically
parts.
Correct.
We are. And I found out that this is first grade English or language?
ELA, first grade anything. First grade science, math, history, whatever you want.
Biology.
Biology.
So you're teaching kids. Well, all right, let me finish this real quick. So the DEI almost killed 900 people. I'm sorry, almost killed 600 people on two planes. 900 applicants were denied employment by the FAA due to a DEI program. I think it's time that the shenanigans and the crap stops. I mean, what are we gonna? Are we waiting for somebody to really, really, really get hurt before somebody steps up and says, I mean, speaking of John, for instance, how many police officers are fired? And I love police officers, by the way. I love firefighters. Mm-hmm. I support them. But I was in a gymnasium the other day, and there was a person there. It was a man. He was an officer. He was non-white. I don't know what he was. He may have been Dominican. It doesn't matter.
Something else.
But he couldn't fit into his uniform.
Oh, gosh.
His pants were unbuttoned, and you could see them.
Like
and
Bob
his
Art.
Utility belt, his utility belt was holding up his trousers. His shirt was not all the way tucked in. And what made me notice it is as the coach of the basketball team is yelling at the kids to tuck in their shirt, I'm looking at the police officer who cannot tuck in his shirt. And I leaned over and said to Mama, man, if I ever call 911 and that dude showed up, I want my money back.
Dial another.
I want my money back. Florida Man Radio, Jonathan Morris, ladies in the house, got some sad news. Well, we'll get to it when we get back. We're going to play her song when we get back, maybe? All right. And then pronouns.
Pronouns.
Making up definitions. What a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
Florida Man Radio.
Back to Between the Ribs with Jonathan Morris on Florida Man Radio.
I would like to just pay honor and tribute to Mandiza Hunley. Is that her real name, Mandiza? That's like her given name, or is that like a stage name?
I believe it's a real name.
47 years old, gospel singer. She sings this song here, Overcomer. She has gone to be with the Lord. I guess she finally overcame. No. I was going to, okay, earlier.
Yeah, so she had struggles in her life. And like in the article, it even says that, go ahead.
No,
that she overcame and is done fighting.
Yes, yeah. No. Listen, sometimes, and this is something that everybody needs to know, right? Because everybody who don't believe in God believes in God at some point.
Yes.
I mean, diehard atheists be talking about Jesus, save somebody, right? When their mama's in the hospital or somebody's dying. I mean, everybody cries out to God. You know, you even look at how cool God is. Even when people say his name in vain, they still call out the name of God.
Yeah.
I mean, he's that smart, right? And I learned this from an Egyptian preacher. Be careful how you pray for people. Shady Solomon. Mm-hmm. Be careful how you pray for people. Because you up there praying to God, God, heal him, God, heal him. God's like, all right, I'm going to heal him. Don't be mad when I bring him up here.
Yeah.
Because the ultimate healing is to leave this earth and be in a perfect body,
yeah,
in a perfect place with no, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then people are like, oh, God, why'd you take him? Oh! And God's like, but you asked me to take him. You said to heal him. And I took him or her. Right?
Didn't you once tell Alyssa, like, when I die, you have one day to mourn me, but then after that, just know, like, I'm in a better place,
yes,
so you shouldn't cry anymore?
Yeah.
What he really meant to say was, get back to work.
Oh, 100%.
Someone has to run the shop.
Wow.
Oh,
my God.
His last words, Troy ordered a cow.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah, don't mess up the meat box order. Your mom's doing good, but don't mess up the meat box order. No, mama's got that thing handled now. And I'm not making light of her death. I just want to, you know, on a lot of radio stations and a lot of places, you hear about a lot of musicians that are crap hole people, right?
Right.
Like, I thought, play that open mic real quick, please.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, you're not prepared? I thought you were prepared.
I am prepared. I just had a bunch of stuff going on. Okay.
What's up, Jonathan? It's Ryan the Locksmith and Michelangelo. He just wants to say hi.
Hi, Jonathan. Hi, Heather.
Hey, guys, keep up the good work.
I love you, Michelangelo.
Yeah, you know, Shannon Burke may get 97 open mics, and Don Miller may get 40, but I got the only one that matters.
Quality over quantity.
I got the only one that matters. Thank you, Michelangelo. We were talking during the break. Michelangelo is a cool dang old name. I love it.
Yeah.
Right? And Don Miller, I thought, was telling a lie the other day. He was talking about a girl, a singer, a rapper, or something, named Glorious Hallelujah Wood. I'm like, man, he made that up. Man. No way. Nobody named their kid Glorious Hallelujah Wood.
Oh, that's a decent one compared to what some people.
Sam, you got some names? Now, wait, just real quick. Michelangelo, I want you to understand, I love your name, but your name inspired this bit, okay? This conversation. Because if you walk into a place, Michelangelo, right now, at what, he's 5 or 7? I can't remember.
I forget. He's little. He's right,
I can't remember.
I mean, he's big.
Ryan called. He's either 5 or 7. I can't remember. You walk into a place, stick out your hand, because he'll shake your hand like a grown man. You shake your head and say, hello, I'm Mike Angelo. You're hired. There's nothing else to talk about. You're
absolutely
hired. Come on in. You got the job. You run the place. Glorious Hallelujah Woods, get out of my building.
That's a bit long. That's a bit much.
Well, I mean, but that's like the full name. Like, I've got a child that has a doubled first my name, a double middle name.
And Jonathan David Morris, because right, that's how you name people.
Right, but you're not saying your whole name when someone calls your name.
I don't think the issue is the whole name. I think it's more of just like, what are these names you're giving them? Like Jonathan, David Morris, those are normal names.
Yes. My dad is named David. Jonathan was David's friend in the Bible. And Jonathan means a friend or something. My mom named me Jonathan for a reason. She spelt it Jonathan so nobody would call me John. So for the couple of people out there still calling me John.
Stop it.
You're going to get that ass whooped one day.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, one day no, I'm just it's gonna bad. One day I'm just going to reach out, open and slap you. Like I used to be really bad. I used to tell people straight up, stop. That ain't my name. Now it's like, hey, man, I really like Jonathan. I'm trying to calm down and be more like Jesus.
No, but you did it to my mom. When you first met her, she called you John. You went, that's not my name.
Thank I know.
You. And my mom was like, okay, this guy doesn't like me.
But now they know, and they'll never do it again. That's.
I used to fight you, but my mom would fight you when I was little. If you called me John in front of my mom, you would get scolded by my mama. She's like, I didn't name him John.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to be around her next time. Yeah. I am calling you John.
Oh, I love my Nana. I love my Nana.
I love your Nana,
will
too.
Fist fight
I just want to fight her.
What are you going to do when you fight my... You want to fight a 74-year-old lady?
Oh, she would probably win, but yes. Yeah, I think that would be she amazing.
She used to whip me. Grab me by my ear and hold me upside down.
She whipped me, too.
Oh, God.
See, okay, I'm glad you said that. That's why my kids are different. They've had that Nana whooping.
That Nana whooping. It's not just Nana whooping. It's crying, getting my hair brushed. She turned the brush over and said, I'll give you something to cry about.
In the name of Jesus, I'm brushing your hair. Boop, boop, boop. Now quit crying. But you didn't hit me with a brush. I'll give you something to cry about.
Then bring out the chancla.
And then scary
time. And then she'll be like, don't make me call Papa.
Oh, like, never.
He's over there taking his belt off. He's stretching. He's warming up. Like, yeah. It's been a while.
Call me.
It's been a while.
Said, I'm ready.
I'm ready. Yeah. You have some interesting names for us, Sambone.
Who are these Mormon people, Sam?
So there's this beautiful couple. She's like 22 and he's like a few years older. Very young couple. And they really have interesting kid names. She has three kids. It's Rumble Honey Smith.
That's one kid.
That's one kid.
That's one
kid. Rumble Honey. Ooh.
Rumble Honey Smith. Right. Slim Easy Smith.
Slim Easy.
Slim
and
easy.
Then her youngest kid, she just had him, Lucky Blue Smith.
That's the name of dog food.
Oh. No, that was Blue Buffalo. It does sound like dog names or guinea pig names.
Shady, please stand up.
He's going to stand
so
up.
Cool?
But I mean, you can't even shorten those names. Like Lucky Blue Smith. Hi, my name is Lucky. No.
I don't know.
My name is Blue. No.
Yeah, there's no nicknames to these names. Like,
Rumble. That's kind of cool.
Be like,
I don't know.
I know a Crash and a Rocket.
I got street cred. I go by my last name.
They're children, yeah. Really?
Well, she made another video of her like going through names that she thought she really liked. Lemon was in there.
Lemon.
Yeah.
Nice. No, a fruit she likes.
No, these like, are kids' names she was really child.
I'm going to name my kid Lemon Lime Dermatitis.
After my
struggles.
My struggle's real, dog.
It is.
Struggle's real.
She's 22. And she's already had three kids. Whoa. So yeah. There's going to be more kids with this woman.
I had three kids at 22.
Yeah, but
and you have eight,
I had Audrina.
Right?
I had Audrina. I had Jonathan Jr. And I had Alina. Mm. I didn't have no Lucky Blue Rumbles.
No, because that didn't start with an A.
It doesn't go with it.
You could have done applesauce. Come on.
Oh, I could have.
Save it for the next one.
Yeah.
There's an apple in my kid's grade.
Stop. Oh my goodness. I could have named them applesauce, hard pressed cider Morris.
What is the hard press called?
I hope Amy's
hard press
done.
Cider.
I hope so too.
So could you imagine introducing somebody, hey, yo, what a dog. My name's Lucky Blue Rumble, but you can call me Rumble.
Yeah, but you know all of that kid's friends are like, oh, that's a cool name.
I
because
don't think
that's how
until they get to middle school and they get made fun of.
Right. LBR. What up, LBR?
It's okay. We need bullying.
But when named, we do.
It adds character.
It does, 100%.
We have a campaign.
Coming from the teacher.
We have a campaign at the Morris House. Bring back bullying.
100%.
Bring back bullying.
Okay, why?
Because that's why you do away with stupid people making stupid decisions. And guess what?
Basically, they're just getting called out. When you do something stupid, you get called out. So that's what y'all consider bullying.
Well, if you never get bullied, then you become entitled because you never do anything wrong.
Okay.
Mm. So you need to humble people. I like to humble the kids I teach. I don't bully them. I don't make fun of them, but I humble them real quick.
How do you humble your 7-year-old, 6-year-olds?
Oh, like, example, one girl, she didn't want to do her work, and she's crying. I gave clear instructions. Write your name, number, and your date. Miss Morris?
Wait, what's your inmate? Name, number, and date?
Well, on the paper. You got a name and paper, or you get points deducted. She cut up. Okay. I'm so like, suck it up. You got it. Do it. I was like, that's why you don't know what to do, because you're not listening. And all the other kids are just staring at her. And she's like, I'm like, that's what happens when we don't listen. Now listen and write your name on the paper.
Did she?
She did.
That's crazy.
And then you're like, now write your number.
Yeah.
Now write the date.
But it's insane.
You're caught up. She got overwhelmed.
Yep.
But you know what's crazy?
Some kids are like that, though.
I had that same conversation with Jesse James today at the shop.
Oh, poor Jesse.
Jesse, you're not listening. Take your hoodie off. Look at me in the eyes and listen to me. Yes, it was divorce. I was like,
yeah, but that was selective. Hers are learning how to deal with it. They're learning. She's like, oh, I just got my kids yell at me all the time because I'll shut off a list of things I need done. Normal stuff. Make your bed, brush your teeth, feed the cats, walk the dog. And then they're like, oh my gosh, you gave me a list. I'm overwhelmed. And they'll say that because that's a word in our vocabulary that I want them to understand feelings and stuff. I can understand a 6-year-old being, oh wait, did I miss him? Did I put him in the wrong order? And maybe she has some anxiety. I'm not entitling a bunch of kids. Right, I'm just, I've got kids in these age groups. Next year, I'm going to have a kindergartner, a middle school, and a high schooler.
Send them up to Heathrow Middle, Heathrow Elementary, but let's get that job.
I totally would, but I really love my schools, so...
That was so creepy. She rolled up on me the other night at a basketball game. Julian's over at TV.
He's at my kids.
Oh, I was like, who rolled up on you?
we're at a basketball game. Julian's playing. We're walking out of the truck talking to Julian. I hear, Jonathan? I was like, what the?
I saw that. Amy first. I was so excited.
I reached for that thing. Make sure, I had six in the chamber.
Oh, you can't walk around like that, right?
Not on school property, but...
Yeah. He was pretending.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that on the radio.
Yeah, maybe.
It was a habit. Normally, on your...
Yes.
When you're out with the cows, if somebody comes up and says, that's just...
I was scratching a bad rash.
Too much information.
There was nothing there. Hey, all right, so I watched this video, and then after watching the video, I walk into the shop where the ladies are making dinner. Y'all had some steaks, some broccoli, some potatoes. Y'all are making an apple pie. Y'all got that little Dominican girl in there, Nina, which is...
She was our DEI for the day.
She's our diversity.
She
100%.
She is. Yes.
I have too many white friends.
Yes. Yeah,
she mixes the pot.
We had to get Nina in there. And Nina can cook.
Oh, girl.
Her mama taught her right.
My wife can cook. I take nothing away from my mama. I mean, my wife. But none of my kids cook for me, Heather. Well, Lena does.
I asked you yesterday.
You're like, hey, Dad, you mean to burn some eggs in a skillet for you?
I make good eggs.
You do. You make good eggs. So Nina whipped up this steak and onions, potatoes, an apple pie.
Just scratch. Girl, rolled out her own dough and everything.
I know. While we were all just talking, she's like, I'm just making apple pie.
Out of nowhere. And I was like, what? I'm like, you do that?
She's going to start working at the shop next week. So there may be some homemade apple pies from a Dominican chick. Start next Saturday.
She's listening. She says hi.
Some flavor added into
that. What up, Nina? You have that job. You're hired, Nina. DEI practices at Morris Family Farms. You are hired. So I'm watching this video. Oh, man, we got to take a daggum break. No.
Tease the video.
We're watching this video, and it went over they, them, he, she, him, her. Caesar. And for the first
Caesar salad.
No, Caesar.
What it sounds like.
Caesars. And then for the first time ever, I heard it. Florida Man Radio, I'm Jonathan Morris. It will be right back.
Back to Between the Ribs with Jonathan Morris on Florida Man Radio.
I wish politicians look out for minors. Not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to heat, and the obese milk and welfare. Well, God, if you're 5'3", keep on kicking them down.
It's a damn shame.
It's a damn shame.
I love this music.
What the world's gotten to. That's got good. All right. So I'm watching this video, and as a dad, I'm thinking, these people are lost. They ain't got no clue who they are, what they are. Did their parents fail them? Did society fail them? Is it TikTok persuasion from the Chinese, parents. Heather?
No, it's not.
Is it manipulation? Is it propaganda? What causes a human being to dye their hair three different shades of purple growth?
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with coloring your hair.
Okay, I didn't say there's anything wrong with coloring your hair. But if you group the people, I call it discernment. It's biblical. Some people call it judgmental. But, all right, so let's go over. Let's
discernment
go over
this. Is about choosing what's right and wrong.
No, no, discernment
yourself.
Is me being able to look at you and know you're a creep.
Yeah.
Or me being able to look at you and know you're, thank you, that's my dog right there.
Looking at them and knowing you're they, them.
My seed don't fall far from the tree. What'd you just say?
You can tell. Let's get into it.
So I brought in today a first grade elementary teacher.
Hello, guys.
To go over pronouns for all you lost bastards out there that identify. If you're listening to the show, and I know you are, because I know the one guy that identifies this way, and I don't know why he listens, but he would
just
wants
to get hurt.
No, he wants to skin me and wear me. But I won't let him get close to me. I'll stay 6 feet from him every time I'm in an area where he's at. But them, they, he, her, she, him.
Caesar.
It's not, wait, how do you say that word?
Z-Y-Z-Y-R. Caesar.
What does that mean?
I don't know. We can look it up.
Caesar is like, it's not, you're not a they, them. You're like a Caesar. So you're not, I don't know, you're not like a person. I don't know what it would be.
What are
they're wrong.
You're not a boy or a girl. You're not a they or them.
I thought that's what non-binary meant.
I don't know what the difference between Caesar and they, them are. But I know different people who are Caesars versus they, thems.
How about it's all stupid? Everybody listening to me right now, take a shot of something you like. Sweet tea, whiskey, something hard. Take a good hit. It's 420. And let's talk about Caesars, they, thems. And now, welcome to the stage, it's.
It's,
what in God's name is an it? I thought it was like, hey, look at that dog, look at that tree. What is an it in the humanity realm of reality?
Okay, so we all know I teach first grade.
Yes, we do.
And I get to come home and talk to my lovely father and say, wow, all the problems in our world, if we could all go back to first grade biology, first grade ELA, first grade social studies, our problems would be solved.
Hang on, what is this? Breaking news.
Breaking news.
According to Google, or this is Google.
Yes.
A Z her. So it's Z. Zer. Z E slash H I R. Z E slash. Wait, there's two of them. It's Z E slash H I R. Z E slash Z I R. That's a pronoun set that comes from the trans community. Oh, it's a made-up damn word.
Yeah,
it's not real.
No.
It's not in the dictionary.
No.
Oh, here's a new one. Gynosexual.
What?
Sorry. I haven't even...
What is wrong with you?
Well, it was just on this
webpage. I'm not even going to have sex with my wife tonight.
Whoa.
That's okay. We don't need to know that.
This is another gender-neutral pronoun set. It's up to each individual to decide what pronoun best fits them and their identities. Alyssa, please continue with reality.
So I'm looking at the lesson plan, so I'm like, oh, fun. We're talking about pronouns this week. And so if you go on Google, we love Google, it says a pronoun is a word that can function by itself as a noun phrase that refers to either the participants in the discourse or to someone or something mentioned elsewhere in the discourse. For example, Sam and I are going to the mall, right? I'm talking about Sam. Sam likes to go to the mall. Sam likes clothes. Sam's passion is shopping and modeling. I'm not going to keep saying Sam. I'm going to start using pronouns. Sam likes to go to the mall. She really enjoys shopping. Her passion is modeling.
All right. So once you introduce.
It's just an example. Not that you're only about that.
No, listen. And she also stares at every mirror she passes.
Okay. Why do you hate me?
So when you use a pronoun, you use pronouns not to say a noun repetitively. So you're not going to keep saying Sam in every sentence.
Because you're not a derelict.
Yes. Or if I'm talking about a group of girls, they are going to the mall. They are getting their nose done. I'm not going to say she's are going to the mall. She's
you're not a derelict.
Are going to get the net. Whatever. You're going to say the correct pronoun. Now, all these people that saying I'm a they, they're, she, them, whatever. It's grammatically incorrect. if you go back to grammar, you need to use the correct pronouns for yourself and for others.
If I'm not mistaken, the only time anybody referred to themselves as they, many, or them was in the Old Testament.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, Sam, you've been through foundation. It was in the Old Testament when people were demon-possessed, and they had multiple demons inside of them, and Jesus or somebody would ask, who are you? And they would say,
are the legions.
They are the legions, or they are many, or they are...
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, please don't say that I'm saying that all these people are demon-possessed. But there's something
wrong
with
confused.
Them. They're very confused.
Very confused.
I really liked last week we had that guy who explained X and X and X and Y. And it's like,
yes.
So simple.
Yes.
Very simple.
These two idiots are arguing with a doctor scientist guy. He's a scientist in the field of something, right?
Yeah.
Probably hormones. Or not hormones. What's it called? What's the XY?
Chromosomes.
I said hormones.
DNA.
Chromosome genes.
Yeah.
He explained them. They're like, well, what do you consider man? He's like, well, it's very simple. If you're XY. And they're like.
You got a dingling.
You're man. What if they don't feel that way? Well, it's not about feelings. It's about these two-lettered chromosomes.
You know, right.
And they're like, but.
You know, we used to send people to the psych ward. When they were confused about things like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now they were mistreated.
Now
that's
we
why those
embrace
were
them and we give them pencil sharpeners or Sharpie things to draw on their features.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the problem is the fact that it's too embraced. When people were young, they started being a little bit like, I don't really know what a girl is or a boy is. And that was fine when you were like five. But then people started being like, you don't have to know.
You don't need to know.
Like, you could decide later, whatever. And I think people push into it too much. When there was a guy that was a little more feminine, maybe he liked to paint his nails, everyone started telling him, that might mean maybe you're a girl. Maybe you should really look into that. Like, maybe you're not a boy if you like this girly things. And it's like, no, the guy just wanted to paint his nails.
I mean,
still kind of whatever, do whatever you want.
Yeah, I grew up doing boy things. I was raised by my dad on the farm, going mudding, doing fun things. But never
a tractor at four, right?
Never once in my life was like, Dad, I think I'm a boy. I think I'd get slapped and he'd be not in my house. Go back to church. Like,
on a church slander.
Yeah.
Correct it while they're young, and I think they wouldn't have grown up so, like...
Yes, and the other thing is, like, I would have said, Amy, take her in the bathroom and explain to her why she's not a boy.
Yes.
Right? So that's my question. Are the parents... So I have a mentality of there's no bad kids, only bad parents. Mm. But in this video, a lot of these kids were like, my parents don't know. I come from a very closed-minded small town. I didn't know this until I was on social media and I was listening to so-and-so, and everything they said made sense and resonated with me. And I felt finally accepted by somebody.
Yeah, so do nursery rhymes.
Okay, here's what I wrote down. The ones that don't want labels, how dare them label us? So I found out now I am a cis. S-I-S.
You're a cis man.
C-I-S.
And we are cis women. We're not women. We're cis women.
But okay. Why? Because the guy in the video said to the interviewer, it is a Latin root word for the same. So the same gender you were born with is the gender you identify with. But my school teacher just verified that this guy's a quack, and he made up his own definition, because in Latin, cis does not mean that. Can you please tell us what cis means in the Latin root word?
From Latin, cis. An adverb or a preposition, on this side or within, unlike trans, which means the other side.
So it's basically
a meaning.
So it's basically a game. Well, y'all are girls, so y'all never played shirts versus skins football behind the gym.
No.
But, and if you did,
I have shirts if I
wanted. If you did, we got to have a conversation. We're going to have to talk, ladies. So basically, they made the definition us versus them. Because I didn't create cis.
Yeah, I think it's almost like disrespectful in the way that, like, I know I'm a woman. I shouldn't have to be like, I'm a cis woman just because you also feel like you should be a woman.
Let's get to the new definition of cis.
What is the
cis
new one?
Means whatever gender you are now is the same as what was presumed for you at birth.
Presumed.
You thought. You're coming out of the womb. I think I'm a girl. I'm going to stick with it. I think.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Stick with it.
I mean,
thank you.
Okay, so we've had everybody that knows our story knows Mama had two miscarriages, but we've had eight live births, right? We had two live births that the pee-pee went straight up to the ceiling. And then we had six live births that the pee-pee kind of just puddled on the table. Everybody pee-pees when they're born.
And that's how Jonathan decided which ones were girls and which ones were boys.
Yeah. And, oh, I forgot. There was this scientific process of us sitting in a room, and they put this jelly all over my wife, and they ran this wand all over, this little magical wand thing. And they're like, oh, look, you see that thing right there? That's a pee-pee. You got a boy. Congratulations.
I'm pretty sure the doctor did not use the word pee-pee.
My doctor did. Dr. Hutton delivered me. He didn't deliver either.
I don't know.
You should know.
You delivered me.
Oh, yeah. I delivered you.
I like how I knew this fact. I was like, let me clarify for you guys.
I forgot it. You're right. I am the deliverer of Lady... What? Assumed lady.
Assumed lady number
actually,
one.
Your wife delivered. You were just there. You
no, he you pulled caught. Me out.
No, Alyssa was like, a goner. Alyssa
no,
was
he pulled me out.
You were the one that was stuck.
I was stuck.
Okay.
She's the one that prior to Julian, I loved more than the rest of them.
Well, prior to Julian.
Pound that out, Sam. It's a joke. Ouch. It's a family joke. Everybody knows.
Look, speaking of families, there is a family. Are you serious? Yes.
We're doing a show. We're doing a live radio
bye,
show.
Do your show.
It's a tiny bird outside. What is it, Sam? Yeah, it's one of those like crane looking things.
Sandhill Wait, cranes.
Don't and assume
don't
what
assume.
It is.
Come on.
You're God,
it's a bird. Oh, it's a cow, guys. I'm so sorry. It's a cow.
Oh, what about a cow bird? Ha, now you done it. So I think when you don't know who you are, you're easily confused.
Yes,
I agree. And although my sister, she's been texting me during this.
Okay.
She is very much on the other side of where we are. She is a woman. She identifies as a woman. But she did want to clarify to us that Zeezer is still very, like, pish posh, even in the trans community, like a bunch of
what
people.
That
well,
mean?
That cleared it
like,
up.
Like a lot of pish-posh. People, even people who are trans, kind of look at Zeezer like that's weird.
Okay.
So it's still Zeezer is still really new, I guess. But me and Alyssa even know like a Zeezer.
We do know a Zeezer,
and it's crazy.
We have a friend from high school.
All right, we have to take a quick break.
You're good,
but this kid better not graduate during break. I want to hear about this high school. I want to hear about high school Zeezer. Does he come with croutons, or they just let us? Florida Radio. We'll be right back.
This is how it's done, Central Florida. We're making radio great again.
Nice.
This is No Holds Barred, unfiltered, and unafraid radio made by Florida. Made for Florida. Florida Man Radio. Contribute to the madness by clicking the open mic button in the free Florida Man Radio
app. With reference to the OnlyFans and it being your children.
I'll be extremely disappointed, but you know, you love your kids and you just got to do what's best.
They already make decisions that I don't necessarily agree with, and I still love them.
Keep your daughter off the pole. That's the only job you got to do. And keep her alive.
And respect them and support them, but I just let my opinion be known. You know, you still got to be mama.
Leave your open mic now with the Florida Man Radio app. Have you downloaded the Florida Man Radio app from your app store yet? Want to know what you're missing out on?
Yes.
Let's
yes.
break it down. Use the open mic feature to record a 30-second voice message for Bubba the Love Sponge, The Don Miller Show, or Shannon Burke, and we could play it live on the radio. Catch up on podcasts from all your favorite shows. And, of course, you can listen to Florida Man Radio live from anywhere. The Florida Man Radio app, powered by HydroDry. Visit HydroDry.com. Download it today. Getting you back between the ribs with Jonathan Morris on Florida Man Radio.
I'm so jacked up because I had the opportunity to have the girls and the ladies, they're not girls anymore, in the studio. I have, and John, I got you, buddy. Give me like 1 minute, all right? I got to do, and John, this is, you know what I'm fixing to do, buddy. You know what I'm fixing to do. Drum roll. I had a chance to say we sell meat. This show is brought to you by Morganic Meats, Morris Family Farms, up at 101 North. And that's right, we working. We ain't twerking. We fired our truck up. And oh, that's your drum roll?
You asked for a drum roll.
I did. Do it again. I messed it all up. Drum roll, please. Today, it went live. Woo-hoo. What's cracking like it? Morganicmeats.com. There's going to be other domains attached to it, but for right now, simplicity. Guys, I have a special we're running, and I'm sorry I'm an hour into the show. Amy is killing me. She sent me a text already. Go to right now, morganicmeats.com. In the comment information, the code information, put either Between the Ribs or Florida Man Radio. and buy a meat box. Guys, you go on, you click, you pay, it's done. I get an email.
I like how you have so many options now. This is a nice website.
Thank you very much. Thank you to Barn the Door, who's hosted that for us. Thank you to John, all my people. We got a good team now that is just really, we're getting the wheels rolling. But guys, listen, Morganic, M-O-R-G-A-N-I-C, Meats, M-E-A-T-S.com. Morganicmeats.com. Go there. We have a weekender. We have a steak box. We have the variety meat box. You click on it in the comments, put either Between the Ribs or Florida Man Radio code, and we're going to give you a free pack of specialty either steak or bacon cheddar cheeseburgers in your first order.
Delicious.
So that's like a $20. That's like a $20 deal, right? Five burgers, like $20 or something. Something like that, Lisa?
Something like that.
Yeah. So basically, you get like a $20 deal for free for buying your first box. So my wife, well, not my wife. Somebody bet my wife that I could not sell 10 boxes. So I'm an hour into the show, so I'm behind the eight ball. So if you're in and you want to help me win, because I lost my bet this morning, I did not walk an 8-minute mile. My bad. But I know I can sell 10 meat boxes in the next 40 minutes. Morganicmeats.com. All right, we're going to get back to pronouns. We have two people on the line. John C., you're up, buddy. Thank you for holding. You're on the Between the Ribs. Jonathan Morris.
Hey, Jonathan. How you doing, man? I'm so glad that you're live on the website, and you deserve it.
Thank you, sir.
Great family, faith-based. God bless y'all, and that's what America's about, right? Let's take great farmers, great product, share it with America, so we understand what food really is, not just a box and a package, a bunch of stuff we can't pronounce. But I want to get back to your previous conversation. I was looking today in Ezekiel, and I saw Ezekiel 13, prophecy against false male prophets and false female prophets. And in America today, you're either a male or a female. How do you identify what kind of cards you play, the dice you want to roll and all that? When you go to the grave, the blood says you're male or female. You can change anything you want, how you feel. I think America's become too much of a touchy-feely country.
Yes.
We have to man up, we have to female up, and we have to be America again. And that's the problem. Because we're all accommodating. Everybody gets a trophy. Could be last place. You still get a trophy. Last place is not a trophy. Second place is the first loser.
That's
right. How it works.
No, you're absolutely right.
And if we can't execute that, we got problems.
Yes, John, you're absolutely right. I called it long, long, long time ago. I think my first Monday on, when I first took over for Justin, when I was doing the daytime show, I said the problem with America was, and it took me a long time to get to my story, but at a ballpark somewhere on a Thursday night, a mom yelled out, "How come my kid don't get a hot dog?" Well, he lost. Well, that ain't fair. He should get a hot dog too. And then they started giving losers hot dogs.
Yeah.
You know, and then.
Listen, parent, motivate your kid to do better than finish in last place and feed him something different. So,
that's
we're
right.
This messy.
Yeah, exactly. Losers get tacos. No, I'm sorry. Losers get a bologna sandwich back at the house because you lost. Winners get hot dogs at the ballpark. Hey, John, thanks, man, for everything you do. We love you, buddy. We got another caller we're going to take. Real quick, before that call, Heather, halfcowauction@gmail.com. You got 40 minutes left. My man, stay with it, guys. Stay with it. We're up at 2,600. If you want to beat 2,600, you got to come. You got to bring the bank. Bring that bag.
Yeah, and this will end at our break.
Yeah, at the last break, Heather's going to check, and we're going to announce the winner. When we come back for the last break, just for the end of the show, and then we'll call you personally to go over the details of your half cow. Halfcowauction@gmail.com. 100% of the money. Matter of fact, I'm not even having you write the check to me. You're going to write the check to Choices Women Clinic. That way, when you do your taxes, you don't have to worry about trying to prove that you wrote it to me and I wrote it to them. You just show that you wrote it to a 501(c), and you get to write it all off as a tax break. All right, now. We've been talking about pronouns. We've been going over this, and everybody in the room is pretty much very conservative, on the conservative side. But Sam has somebody she's going to introduce to the conversation. So go easy, because we want to hear both sides of the story. So Sam, take it away.
Yeah, so I'm about to put my sister on. Me and her are practically exact opposites. Like John said, we're pretty conservative in this room. We're about to hear from a girl. She's pretty liberal. She has completely different views, but I think it's good that we're going to hear both sides. Yeah. So this is my sister, Alex. We love her very much.
We do love Alex.
Yes.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, Alex.
Hello. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Alex, you're on Between the Ribs. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So I know you've been listening, and let me just say thank you for listening to my show. I really appreciate it. And Sam told me that you're going to tell me things that I don't know, and I want you to know I'm not going to jump on you. I'm not going to say anything rude. I want to hear what you got to help me kind of understand, if you will.
Yeah.
So go for it.
Well, all I can really do is offer a different perspective because my friend groups are completely different. I am friends with all of the trans people, the gay people, and it's just like completely different hobbies, but still just a different perspective, I guess.
All right, Alex, since you said that, what is different about what gay people do compared to straight people? You said hobbies.
I mean, there's nothing really different.
Well, you said different hobbies. What does that mean?
Yeah, just hobbies. Like, I would say gay people, trans people are very creative people. I'm not saying that straight people aren't, but because gay people have to kind of step out of their comfort zone just to be gay in public, they're more open to experimenting with more artistic and creative viewpoints.
How do you be gay or straight in public? How do you be gay in public?
Well, I mean, you've seen drag queens. You've seen the a lot of gay people warriors with blue hair.
But they're I have blue hair. I have blue hair and purple and pink. So that's why. Yeah. Okay. So it's not the whole hair.
All right, so I guess what Heather's trying to ask, and listen, no one's picking on you, all right?
Yeah,
sometimes when we talk, it's loud in here because there's a lot of mics and a lot of people, all right? So understand that we're all on the same team, right? We love you. We love your family. All right.
Oh, don't worry.
But I think and Sam brought up that even in the trans community, the gay community, they look down on Zizzers?
Zizzers is still kind of
like out there, like you're
out there, even for the trans community.
So here's my question then, and this is what because I have a daughter that dyes her hair all the time, and she is engaged to Ryan, and they're gonna get married one day. You know what I mean? And she'll show up at the house sometime with black hair, with yellow hair, with brown hair. She dyed her hair like Donald Trump one time, even though she don't like Donald Trump. she's very liberal also. I think you know Audrina, and I love Audrina, but I think there's a big difference. I think most gay people, are we even allowed to say gay on the radio?
Yes, you're allowed to say gay.
Look at you, Alex. You're breaking all the rules. I even think most gay people would be like, whoa, don't identify me as the cross-dresser, the drag queen. I think what Heather was asking was a normal person, right?
Like, I wasn't describing. Sorry, go on.
Let's say my name was Jonathan, and I'm just a normal guy. What does it mean to be gay in public? Like, you really messed me up with that. What does that mean?
Oh, well, I was specifically talking about, like, a drag queens or, like, queer spaces, you know, where people are extra flamboyant. Like Hamburger Marys.
So if the queer, people who are, like super pride parades, extreme
like, specifically those spaces.
Okay, so those are the creative ones. The rest of y'all gays are boring.
No, not creative ones. Just the openly, you can tell in public, like, that's a gay person.
I gotcha. Like, they're wearing a flag, like a breast of honor, like a plate. They want everybody to know.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you know what? Since you brought that up, let me ask you this. Because I know a lot of people in my circle that's what makes us angry. I don't go around, and I don't think Sam or Alyssa goes around, or Heather, pronouncing, hey, we're straight. Hey, we're heterosexual. We just live our life. We mingle with society. We just kind of mix it in. It's never really a topic that we feel like we have to bring up.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Like, straightness is not really part of your normal identity. For a lot of gay people, it is a part of their, like, core identity because...
But why? I think that's what makes
the
fight.
Question. That's the big question. Like, why do gay people still feel so excluded?
I don't think they would if they would just, like, chill out. No, really. I mean that with all due respect. If they would just chill out and be normal, I don't think nobody would even care.
But what does be normal mean?
Just be normal. Just go do your job, whatever your job is. Go to work. Go to school. Don't make any proclamations. Don't make sure that people know. See, I feel like, and this is me feeling.
Yeah, that's what most of them do. most of them are not political, like, out.
All
most of them are just kind of normal. But, so, yeah, there are definitely those crazy ones.
So we're talking about like,
oh,
maybe
1%. Crazy.
Yeah, you can say crazy. Yes, please. But listen, there's some crazy straight people, too. All right? There are.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if you go to Black Lives Matter, there's crazies. You go to the Proud Boys, and there's crazies. You go to Democrat, there's crazies. You go to Republicans, there's crazy. You know, if you're driving down a road and there's a ditch on both sides, neither ditch is a good ditch to be in. Right?
Go ahead. I think you're just, because you're right, there are a bunch of, like, there's crazy people in every demographic. And I think when you're describing, like, Zer, that is more in the crazy demographic. And when that's the main topic when talking about trans people, that's what people will think. They'll think they're all like that when really it's just a minority. And again, even the trans community are debating it. A lot of them don't like it. A lot of them do. A lot of them identify. It's a really, like I said, debated even there. So there is no real answer.
Alex, do you know what, if there's a difference between like a zazer versus a they them? Like, is it something that's like,
I think they them is more socially acceptable. Like, it's still like, that is a pronoun that exists in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier for them to grapple onto that thing that already exists than make a new one. Because like you said, like, that doesn't exist in the dictionary. Nobody wants to just learn a new form and like be told that what they have learned before is wrong. Nobody likes that.
Well, Alex, it's like we're running short on time. I don't know if you want to hang out during the break and stay on. If not, that's cool because it's a long break. But like Alyssa read the actual definition of cis, C-I-S.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not
cisgender.
It's not the definition that the people in this video, and don't get me wrong, the guy doing the video, he may have been going around looking for the crazies, okay? But the people that spoke up in this, like, it's not a documentary, like a survey type deal, they use cisgender in a made-up definition, just like the video I played last week, the audio of the two girl guys, whatever they were, telling the guy, why are you only looking at science?
Yeah, I didn't watch the video, but I can give you my perspective of what cis means.
All right, we got 30 seconds. Give it to me.
For my friends, it's always just meant a person who identifies with the gender they were born with. And it's just an easy way to identify a trans person versus a, you know, you don't want to say a normal person, so it's cis person.
But is it rude to be like, to identify someone as a cis person versus just like a regular woman?
See, like, I don't get that. Like,
no.
As you would say, I'm a cis woman, but why am I not just a woman?
Well, yeah.
You don't have to do that. It's
but
just
they
like
call me that. They
faces.
Say I'm a cis woman.
Yeah. Okay. And Alex, that's the point. That's what I titled this whole segment. The people who don't want labels. I don't want labels. I'm they, them, he, she, him, her, them, all that. Want to label what I call normal. Heterosexual, the way God made it, man and woman, they want to label us cis. When it's like, don't label me either. You don't want to be labeled, don't label me. I'm just a man. I identify as a man, have enough respect for me to call me a man. And I probably, even though I'm crazy, I probably would have enough respect to not bother you or not go out of my way to make sure that I know, that you know, that I know I still think you're a girl. Because I don't intentionally want to hurt people anymore. That Jonathan's gone. Right.
Uh-huh.
But when somebody says to me, and I've had this happen to me, just so you know, at the farmer's market, when I've looked at a 6'4", 5 o'clock shadow in a dress, and I said, oh, have a great day, sir, just had a natural response. And it say to me, and I guess I used the word it said to me in a deep voice, I'm a woman. And I looked up and said, of course you are. So,
okay.
So my question is, if this person had not tried to go out of his way to make reference to me being a breeder, because that's what the word he used. I'm a breeder, but I am. I do. I make children. That's how God made me. I wouldn't have thrown in a dirty elbow to been like, of course you're a woman. I just would have been like, hey, thanks for buying your groceries. Have a great day.
Wait, but you said sir first?
No, he asked me if I was a breeder, and I didn't know I didn't know what that meant, because this was like 3.5 years ago. I had no idea what was going on with because I'm not a normal radio guy when I'm glued to the news all the time, right? I got a farm, a business, a family, a wife, all the fun stuff that goes on in Jonathan Morris's life. And this dude's in a dress, and I'm like, this dude's in a dress. And then he looked at me and he goes, oh, you're a breeder. And I was like, what? And then my son said, Dad, that means you're straight. And I was like, why did you just call me a breeder like that? Like, I felt like next he was going to try to kill me. So then.
Cows are breeders.
Yes. So then I said, sir. And he goes, no, I'm a woman. And I was like, of course you are, with a very nasty smirk. So my question.
I mean, if he started it, he's the bad one.
So you mean I could have punched him?
Okay, no, that's a
wait a minute. You're not allowed to hit
that's
a lady.
What you want
to
do.
No. Hey, Alex, we got to take a break. Thank you for calling and being part of the show. We're going to start doing more of this with the ladies in the house. The civilized ladies.
Cis ladies.
Whoa. You breeder.
Oh, God.
Florida Man Radio. I'm Jonathan Morris. That was Alex. This is Alyssa and Sam. Hello. And Heather Hippopotamus. We'll be right back.
Have you downloaded the Florida Man Radio app from your app store yet? Want to know what you're missing out on?
Yes.
Let's
yes.
break it down. Use the open mic feature to record a 30-second voice message for Bubba the Love Sponge, The Don Miller Show, or Shannon Burke, and we could play it live on the radio. Catch up on podcasts from all your favorite shows. And, of course, you can listen to Florida Man Radio live from anywhere. The Florida Man Radio app, powered by HydroDry. Visit HydroDry.com. Download it today. Back to Between the Ribs with Jonathan Morris on Florida Man Radio.
So we sell meat. Man, these have passed away. Went to be with the Lord. Half Cow Auction. You have one more segment. HalfCowAuction@gmail.com. There's another auction. Amy, girls, you don't know about this, but for
we're
the rest,
auctioning y'all off.
For the rest of the world. Oh, man. For the rest of the world.
Single ladies.
I am a... Where am I single? Cis ladies.
Where are the cowboys at? Just jokes.
No. So listen, if you can hear the sound of my voice and you're a Florida Man Radio listener, you've already like one out of three requirements. I have two goats and a cow and three lambs available for anybody that has good breeding stock. 6'2", 6'3", at least.
Yeah, at least.
Wait.
240. Well, your husband's.
Oh.
So we have two single ladies in the house.
Six foot and above.
21 years old. They don't do short men. No short men. You can't be hanging out the side of your best friend's ride. You got to have your own vehicle, preferably a four-wheel drive truck.
Yes.
And you have to at least know how to catch a fish.
Oh.
At least.
No, okay. At least not change a hook. Tire.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So here's two requirements. Know how to change a tire and don't occasionally sleep with other men.
Oh, my God. You're right. Those are pretty big requirements, I think.
And don't cry more than me.
And don't cry more than Alyssa. And don't make me look for you and want to kill you. So the number here is 321-339-1055. If you think you're man enough to step up to the plate, oh, and you got to at least love God.
Wait, you're actually auctioning us off?
Yes.
Oh, I thought we were kidding.
I have, for okay. each of y'all, I have two lambs, two goats, a cow, and four pigs.
Where's it's a dowry.
One, where's that one it's guy dowry. That you were saying that fixed the sewing machines? His son?
Oh, Virgil's son? Yeah. Virgil's a sewing machine repairman in South Georgia, just outside of a town called Blackshear. And he has a son who is a sewing machine apprentice repairman. And they also raise pigs and rabbits and hunt rattlesnakes for a living. And they have a barbecue.
I feel like
stand.
Those two industries just don't go together.
They don't.
But it works. It works.
Hey, if you can fix a sewing machine, you can kill a rattlesnake. All right. We got Slim Dim on the radio, on the phone.
Lucy Goosey.
Come on, Lucy. You're on the phone.
You still there?
What's up, guys? How are y'all today?
We're doing good, buddy. How you doing?
I got a lot I could say about the girl that was on earlier, but I'll hold off on that. I'll stick to my
Thank you. Be respectful.
Yeah, that's my sister we're talking about.
Jonathan, you as a farmer, have you ever used the thread and needle test?
What?
The thread and needle test.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That kind of test for what, though?
Yeah, come on. Be relevant. What we got going on?
If you'd done it, you would know to tell the sex of something.
I thought it was a wedding band on a string over a pregnant belly.
Oh, no. I'm not out doing boogly woogly voodoo stuff to my animals.
Okay, well, all these people that question what they are, if they did the thread or needle and check test, it would clarify it.
Oh, all right. Well, you got 10 seconds to explain it to me before Heather hangs up on you. Go ahead.
Okay, so you take a thread and needle, just like you would for sewing, hover it over your hand about a half inch or so, circle it's a girl, straight line it's a boy.
I have heard
about
this.
I used to do it when I raised pigeons years ago when I was a kid to tell what egg they were.
Lucy,
and it would work every time.
Lucy, you're being for real?
Yeah. It's like a thing that goes back and forth. Boy,
go home and try it as a little scientific study.
I am. So I hold it over my thing, and I hold the string, and I circle it.
Not over your thing, over your hand.
Not your thing.
How's your hand?
You don't have to be.
Oh, my hand.
Yeah, you just hold, it's to tell the sex. You don't have to put it over yourself.
All right.
That'd be awkward.
Yeah, but what if I drop the needle? What if I drop the needle on my thing?
You're like, this is scary,
it's not a big needle.
Do it over a chicken egg.
All right, how about I do it over my wife while she's sleeping?
Stop it.
Okay. Oh, my bad. But see you, Lucy.
But you know what she is. Do it over a chicken egg, and then when that thing hatches, be like, dang, he was right.
All right, I will. Right. I'll call you back and let you know.
All right.
We sell meat. So
we sell meat.
I feel like, and this is the Jonathan Morris opinion, I think it shares the room. When you are going through, and I'm not sorry we took up a lot of the show, because this is a very pressing issue in society today. I was talking with the girls during the break that I used to think I was the last generation, my generation, but it's not. It's their generation. If Alyssa and Sam and Alex's generation does not have children and have the same conversation of, if it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck and it quacks, it's a duck. If you got, wait, what was that old movie? Boys have penises.
Boys have penises and girls have vaginas.
You can't change that. Right? Because what if I said right now, I feel like a water buffalo.
You're a water buffalo.
I can't be. And I know disrespect to Alex or anybody else, but we live in a world where the devil has come in and he has manipulated and got into the minds of people and created a lie. Because here's the deal. We are supposed to, and I'm not trying to preach to anybody, but you have to identify. If you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. Right? It says, oh, the son. I identify in Christ as a Christian. And I'm a man. I'm an American. Right? But there's things in order. Right? And there's science to back it up. And as long as I identify as Jonathan Morris, I'm the son of David Morris. He told me one time, it don't matter how big you get, how old you get, I'm your daddy, and I will put you back in the ground if I want to, and I will beat your rump if you get out of line. He's 78 years old. I will not fight my daddy. He's the only person on this planet I will not fight. Yeah, right? Well, I'm starting to get scared of Julian and JJ, but
they're big boys over there.
But as we were saying in the break, that's our problem nowadays is, again, I work with kids. Oh. If you have confused parents, you're going to have confused kids. But now that we're having kids identify as a sexual orientation, you're putting that on kids who don't know what any of that is.
These are kids that smash crowns and eat them, right?
Mm-hmm. You should not be having those conversations with them yet. I mean, you can if they ask. Be a parent that allows your children to talk to you. But they need to be learning math. They need to be learning biology. They need to be learning about just world stuff. They don't need to be learning about sex. Not at all. And the fact that it's getting in schools and on the East Coast, and it's insane. That's what confusion comes in. And
One more thing. You as a teacher, you, Alyssa has just graduated. She's been in the classroom for, 4-6 months now?
A year.
You've been in the classroom a whole year?
Well, the other
classrooms.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, but you've been in this one classroom as Miss Morris for like the last 6 months.
Yeah.
And the kids know you as their teacher, and you have a monitor teacher, but you basically ran this class, and you had to dress to show. That was awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
So this is one more thing you don't need in your mind, in your life, in your stress level, when you get married and start having kids, that you have to worry about talking about sex. What do you have, 13, 14, 15,
18.
18 kids in a classroom? They eat crowns, pee on themselves sometimes, and they also bully adults every once in a while.
They do bully me.
Alyssa's been bullied.
Send it right back. We all
they
know
go,
Miss
Morris, how old are you? I'm 21. Why aren't you married yet? I don't know.
Oh my gosh, you're such an old maid.
It's the same kid. Miss Morris, why aren't you married yet? Do you at least have a boyfriend? And they look at me with the disgust, and I'm like...
I would actually be hurt.
You should look at them and be like, why aren't you a boy? This brings us to the next story. When your mind's on fire and your soul's on fire, you don't mind setting your body on fire.
Scary.
I'm always going to mind setting my body on fire.
Really?
Yes.
Because I think to myself, is it okay to burn yourself?
Yeah, it is.
And myself says, hell no.
It wouldn't hurt that much. You'll be fine.
I got exploded one time. It hurts like no. Okay, I've been run over by an excavator. All right? I've been hit by a truck. I got a bullet glazed across the shoulder. I got stabbed with an ice pick. All right? I've got multiple things. I thought it was cool, the four horsemen. We burned ourselves with a car lighter when cars used to have car lighters, all the way to the white cells. All right? Nothing has ever hurt as bad as the time I was in Homestead and the wind changed directions and I was in a burn pit and I lost half the... Alyssa knows, you were young, but I had to go live with the salvage for how long? Well, all the skin grew back on my body. And only God healed me. My mom and dad said if they would have known I would have survived, they would have documented it. But they knew I was dead, so they didn't want the pictures to remember me because I'm a beautiful human being. They didn't want to have ugly pictures of me.
Very humble man.
Yes, I ate my humble pie once. That's the time. Thank you, Nina. Cat lit himself on fire outside of the courtroom. Mm-hmm. They say he may have had emotional issues. Florida Man Radio, chew on that. We'll be right back. Right, it was perfect timing. Right, they seated the 12th juror, but it was just ahead of the lunch break.
That's just rude. Right? I can do right before lunch. Like, let me eat, and then we'll all get depressed.
Like, couldn't you burn yourself after I had my hot dog?
Now I can't eat this baked potato. It makes me feel weird.
So, I'd probably be the person still eating, not going to lie.
Unless it's like, I'm meal prepped for this.
I'm meal prepped. I'm
competing this weekend. I just got the 295 leg press. Or
I'm at like 4... Oh, something from leg press.
Alyssa back squats like no, or I'm sorry, no leg press is like no leg other.
You're a beast.
I'm a beast.
I'm going to introduce you to Damika. We've already talked. She's going to help you out. Damika used to train and perform. She listens sometimes when she's not out saving old people. But the hot dog stand out front of the courtroom. Did he have a fire cell, you think? Is that my bad?
Could you imagine him? He just has some hot dogs on the stick.
Roasted hot dogs. We got a special. We got a 2-for-1 on roasted hot dogs. Listen, guys, I lit myself on fire on accident. It was an accident. I wish to God the minute it happened, it hadn't happened. As soon as I was on fire, I wished and I begged Jesus to put the fire out because I was burning alive, and it was the worst thing I've ever been through in my life. Okay? As I drove myself to meet an ambulance in the middle of nowhere, I was smelling my own flesh burning. And I don't know if I was any lesser of a man, I would have went into shock and just died. But I knew I had to live.
So basically, you didn't do it for fun.
No. And I didn't do it because Donald Trump had a hush money trial. What is wrong with people?
It seems a little bit dramatic for the cause. But, and like a fire, that's like the worst way to
it's
go, man.
It's dramatic in any way.
Yeah,
but I was playing around about the thing I'm mad about was the lunch break. What I'm mad about is 4 police officers and a court officer all got hurt trying to put this fool out.
That's not even touching their mental status at this point.
I want to do these open mics, and then we have an announcement. Also, Florida made 3 out of the top 20 of the most beef-producing counties and states. 3 counties in Florida. Go Big Beef in Florida. Woo! We ain't real Big Beef, but we made the top 20. and I want to make an announcement. But if you have not seen the picture of this dude on fire, that's a massive fire. Right?
Yeah.
That's a huge fire for a human being. Do we have the stats, this dude? Like 5'9", 6'2", 280, 190? That's a big ball of fire.
I have no idea. I did notice Shannon was posting on X and actually posted a picture of the guy.
The police department said they do not have a motive yet. He has been pronounced dead. All right. And they say he may have had emotional problems.
Obviously, he had emotional problems. That is not a normal trauma response.
Just like you said, that's traumatizing for everyone around him. My gosh.
Yeah.
So
how rude.
Listen, you have a couple minutes to get an open mic if you agree with me. Should the 4 police officers and the court officer got involved, or should they just watch them burn? You know that old cheer we used to do?
They can't just sit there and watch them burn. You can't do that.
You lit yourself on fire.
Right, but we're human.
I'm not obligated to save you.
I don't know.
Naturally.
I used to play on the field.
You were
a marionette?
Yep.
You were a cheerleader. Didn't y'all used to do something called the roof? The roof is on fire. We don't let it burn.
Yeah. Something like that.
So there were people around the steel gate yelling, "The fool, the fool, the fool is on fire. We want to roast the hot dog. Let the MNF burn."
They were singing that?
No.
I think
play the open mics.
Okay.
Hey, y'all. It's Matt Laguna. Excuse me. My full name is Matthew Lewis. And my last name is Bailey. I am afraid to say it. But I like saying my name in Espanol to people because it kind of trips them out. Mateo Luis. Hola. Me llamo Mateo Luis. ¿Cómo estás?
What's your last name in Spanish, Matthew?
The last name is probably the same.
I know. I'm just playing. Come on.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Morganic Meat Crew and Heather. I had a question. I've been wanting to do lamb chops, but I don't have a clue on how to do them, you know, whether we do them in a cast iron skillet or on a grill or
cast iron skillet
what we're with marinating
olive oil,
them in or
garlic,
whatever.
Pepper,
I was wondering
light,
if I could
salt,
get
parsley, rosemary.
Would you say you do it like a steak?
Do it just like a steak, three minutes each side on three-quarter heat if you want it medium rare, 4 minutes if you want it medium, 5 minutes if you want it medium well. But light salt, because lamb already has a good flavor to it. Light salt, light pepper, garlic, rosemary, parsley. Rub it in olive oil. Put all those seasonings in your cast iron skillet with olive oil. Get it really, really hot. Sear the lamb both sides, 3 minutes or 4 minutes. Pull it off. Eat it medium rare. You don't even need a fork and a knife. You eat it off the bone. Chicken wong. What else you got?
You beat me to the point on the calling yourselves they, being all the demons inside of them. I mean, what else could it be? Look at how these people act, man. They're just full of rage and hatred for everything. Everything. They get their way and it's still not enough. They just get mad at something else. So, you know, like the guy that set himself on fire. Why? If you want to kill yourself, what point did he make?
Just, that mental health needs help.
No, but listen, I watched that movie. It was a demon-possessed movie. It was a Christian movie. And everybody said, oh, you tricked us into watching a horror flick. It really wasn't a horror flick. It was about the dude who went to prison, and there was a demon inside of him. I can't remember the name of the movie. Are you showing me something?
No. I'm just messing with this pen.
You just reminded me, though. We have an announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, germs and worms.
Oh, wait.
They, them, those, that, this, the other, your mother, sis, it's, begets. We have a winner. The winner for halfcowauction@gmail.com is Sam Scooter Taylor. Three names. Sam Scooter Taylor. My man.
Congratulations, Sam.
Congratulations, sir. I will call you either tonight or tomorrow after church to hit you up on cuts.
So he got it at $2,600.
And Sam, awesome. I want everybody to know, Sam is a straight-up dude. He's an all-American representation of what a good American man, not a cyst, a man should be. He's a family man. He's an entrepreneur. His family's an entrepreneur.
But we also want to thank Logan and Robert for their
bids.
Their bids, yes.
Yes. Y'all got beat out. Sam ponied up $2,600 was the winning bid. And Sam, I'm going to have you write that check, not to me this time. I'll call you after the show, but it's going to Choices Women's Clinic. And that way you can get a receipt from them for the taxes. My man, thank you. On behalf of lives. And, dude, let me just say this. All right, we sell meat. We got a lot of stories about Democrats and beef, and there's a lot I didn't get to. End the family farms in Idaho because of Biden administration policies. The Democrats are backing. They're riding out with Johnson, right? There's all kind of shenanigans going on, all kind of crap, okay? I got my turkey, my sword that I got from Nepal. But let me say I cried today like a big baby. Heather had to comfort me with her bony shoulders. Okay.
Totally.
They had a little girl on stage. The mom and the dad were going in to have an abortion. And this little baby was walking around stage. They got her a little push car as a present. And
so they didn't end up having an abortion. This is the baby that she had been considering. Yeah, you kind of left out a section.
Okay. Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Right. So Choices Women's Clinic, they take...
The mom walked in to have an abortion.
Right.
And she got educated, trained. Her husband, who was named Kim, who was the same name as the tech and the sonogram person. And finally, the third person came in named Kim. And she was like, I think God's trying to tell me something. My husband's name's Kim. And they named the baby Marley.
It was Marley.
They named the baby Marley. This little girl was so precious.
I mean, my gosh. More beautiful than most people.
So they were going to have an abortion. They got educated.
And they had their needs met. They were able to express what their needs were. And Choices Women's Clinic were able to help them find a way to meet it.
The coolest thing, not the coolest thing, I say that a lot. A cool thing was this dude was kind of thugged up, right? He wasn't refined and well-educated. And he had some really bionic language going on. He was thugged up a little bit the way he talked. But the one thing he said, clearer than anything, he's like, we walked in there and we never experienced love before. And they loved us. They didn't judge us. They loved us. They loved my wife. They loved me. And they taught us how to love. And that's what we need right now in this world. We need more love. Yep. And I broke down. Like, I couldn't hide it. And this little baby's running around on stage. That obviously they did not abort. So they have a $2.5 million budget.
I thought it was a $2 million budget.
It's $2 million budget?
Yeah.
All right. They raised about $500,000 today. That was like their number on their tally board. They were like $490,000 and some change. If you still want to get involved, I don't care. We were just talking about during the break. I don't care if all $2 million took to save that one baby. You can't put a price on Marley's life, that little baby. I don't care if they were like, hey, we spent the whole $2 million. We only saved one baby. Congratulations. Let's do it again next year. Right?
Yes. I love that.
I mean, if somebody's like, hey, Sam, we offered your mom and dad $2 million to kill you. But they didn't take the $2 million. Are you all right? Are you cool with that?
Dang, there would have been $2 million richer.
They're like, but they got Alex.
They got Alex. They had one before me. It's fine.
So thank you, Sam. We also auctioned off a tomahawk. We also made like $30, $25 on the people who went on Facebook and chipped in for our walk that we did. And then, I don't know, I think John C. and then Greg. And there was one other person, I think Michael. It was like three or four people that went through Venmo. So you can still go to Morris Family Farms at Venmo. Keyword life in the description. If you want to leave an amount, that money will go straight to Choices Women. The money from the half cows going to them. You can go. I lost my voice. You can go to Choices Friends. Heather, help me out.
Okay, choicesfriends.com. And there's other ways to donate to them to help their cause. Yes.
Ladies, finish the show. I can't talk right now. Finish the show.
Alrighty.
I think you said it best earlier, is that all these people, they want love. They want more freedom. They're confused. They don't have people. And everyone who's confused, that's all they want, is they want comfort. They want comfort in something. And they're using sexual orientation or these communities that Alex was talking about to find comfort. When honestly, as our identity, we're children of God. That's where our identity comes from. And that's where we should be finding our comfort, not in these worldly things that are going to fail us anytime. You know, Sam, your thoughts?
Well, really wrapped up nicely wow. there for me in a pretty bow. I think when it comes to Alex who came on, it was just, we wanted to hear an alternate perspective. All of us in this room are pretty on the same side. And I think it's nice for us to have an open dialogue about it. But Alyssa said it right. There are people out there that to us are just confused, that just don't know where they're at, and they just need community and people to help show a way.
And I think a common misconception, is that the word? Okay. So I think a lot of the people in the LGBTQ community assume that if we're not one of them, then we must be against them. And that is not it.
Yeah.
I cannot read that, Jonathan.
I don't know what happened to my voice.
Okay.
Morganicmeats.com. Do the thing we do. I feel like Joe Biden.
We do accept people however they are.
Yes.
We love people for people. Yeah. You know, we may not agree with choices, your choice or somebody else's choice, and that's fine. That's the way the world rolls. And things are changing, and we're going to have to all get used to it, not just people in the LGBTQ.
But I don't think we have to get used to it. I don't think we should get used to it. Because as we were talking in the break, if we get used to it and then my dad and his generation, they die off, obviously one day they will, and we're stuck with people who are, we're just used to it. Oh, they want to do that. They want to be a cat and pee in a litter box. Let them do it. No, there are standards that we need to live by as an American, as children of God. We're making a fool of ourselves. Our nation is making a fool of itself to other nations. Like, you want to do this in China? You want to do this in other places?
They kill you.
They're going to kill you. They're going to murder you. And they're going to laugh at you and be like, yo, what the heck is this dude doing? So yes. I feel like we don't need to settle down and do it. There's, yeah,
keep
go
going,
ahead.
Keep going,
all right,
keep going.
So morganicmeats.com. We
Morganicmeats.com, go get a meat box. Put Florida Man Radio between the ribs in the comment, and I'm going to give you a pack of specialty burgers, either steak or bacon and cheddar. Ladies, it was great having you in the studio. Sam, Alyssa, Heather, we're out of here. Third generation farm.